Welcome to the Employment Law and HR Podcast with your host, Allison Cauley.
Hello and welcome to this episode 159 of the Employment Law and HR Podcast. I'm your host, Allison Cauley. I'm an employment solicitor and HR specialist, and I run the firm Real Employment Law Advice. I'm actually recording this today on the 1st of November, and before I start, I just want to share with you a bit of a milestone and a celebration I'm having, because it was 7 years ago today that I started the firm Real Employment Law Advice. I started out on my own as a sole practitioner working from my spare room at home, and I was granted authorization to start practicing by the Solicitors Regulation Authority exactly 7 years ago. So it's been a fantastic 7 years, lots of ups and downs, as I'm sure you will imagine. And for those of you who run your own businesses, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm really pleased to have been able to get to this milestone. And obviously, thank you to everyone who listens and everyone who has supported me during that time. I'm really pleased to be able to continue and to go into the 8th year with lots of enthusiasm and looking forward to helping many more businesses. So if you're a business or an individual and you'd like advice and support, we do provide advice and support to anyone based in the UK. So we can advise on the law of England and Wales. So do get in touch. The main office number, the head office, is 01983 897 003. So without further ado, I'm going to get into this week's featured content. So I want to start by saying that just 48 hours ago, I was planning on recording this episode on an update on the job support scheme. When I left the office on Friday, I was absolutely convinced that further information about the job support scheme would be published at 6 o'clock on Friday, as has been the norm with all of the other updates and things that have taken place in the past. So when we've talked about the furlough scheme, etc. And I knew that lots of people were waiting for information about the job support scheme and the ins and outs of it. So I was really preparing myself to spend the weekend reviewing the guidance and preparing a podcast on it. I did not really envisage that I would be talking to you about the furlough scheme again. And obviously, most people now will have heard, I'm sure. If you haven't heard, where have you been? That the country will be going into a lockdown situation again from midnight on Wednesday, the 4th of November. And this means that, actually, I should say, it means that England will be going into a second lockdown, because obviously in other parts of the UK, various lockdowns have already been taking place. But what it means for businesses and individuals in England is that from Wednesday night, many of you will have to close and will be forced to close. And as a result of that, and the real strict restrictions that are coming in, the government have announced that they will extend the furlough scheme. So the furlough scheme, also known as the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme, was due to end on Saturday, the 31st of October. But as we know, the government announced that there will be a further lockdown. And of course, the job support scheme was much less generous than the furlough scheme has been. And so quickly, the guidance was updated online on the .gov website to confirm that the scheme will continue. So I thought I would cover off in this episode what that means and a few of the main points you need to know. Of course, I caveat again that further guidance isn't available. I expect it will be, but helpfully for us, we've already had a whole load of guidance and the Treasury direction and everything else that's come about as a result of the furlough scheme before. So I don't imagine that the detail and the kind of points that we were mulling over for months and weeks before will have changed very much. But of course, I will bring you an update as soon as I have it. But the main things to know are that any business can use the scheme. So if your business is new and you haven't previously used the scheme, so for example, you set up your business in August 2020, you won't have previously furloughed anyone and you haven't used the scheme before, you can use the scheme again. And crucially, employees don't have to have been furloughed before in order for you to use the scheme. Up until the 31st of October, as we know, you could only use the furlough or flexible furlough scheme for those employees who had previously been furloughed. That's all changed. What it means for businesses now is that as long as an employee was on your payroll by 11:59 p.m. on the 30th of October, then you can make a claim for them under the furlough extended scheme. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm just going to call it the furlough extended scheme. So under the furlough extended scheme, you can make a claim if they were on the payroll. So that means you have to have crucially made that RTI submission for them before the 30th of October. So as long as they're on the payroll, going forward now for this next lockdown 2.0, you can use the scheme. So if you are a business, let's just say you're a restaurant, you newly opened in August and you took on staff who obviously wouldn't have previously been furloughed, you can now furlough them and claim under the scheme because they would have been on your payroll already and you're eligible. So all businesses can apply. There's no financial criteria, no need to show any detriment as a result of coronavirus like there was, I was talking about last time on the job support scheme. So none of that applies. You just need to make a claim. They can be fully furloughed, so that means they're not required to work at all, in which case you claim 80% of the wages for the time not worked, or you can continue to use the flexible furlough scheme. So for those businesses who are able to continue to operate and aren't closing altogether, but you may find yourself with reduced capacity, for example, you can still use the flexible furlough scheme. So I know that many businesses, restaurants and pubs, for example, went to a takeaway service, and therefore you can do that and you might need to furlough some of your staff or flexibly furlough and work it on a rota so everyone does their bit. You can claim 80% of wages which you're required to pay to employees. There is no requirement now for employers to top up as there has been over the recent months. You'll recall that the amount of contribution from the government had decreased down to 60%. It's going to be 80% again. So the cost to employers will be for NI, National Insurance Contributions, and pension contributions only. And of course, if an employee works any hours, you have to pay them as you normally would. Now, when it comes to making those calculations for usual hours and usual pay, as you have been under the scheme before, I understand it's going to follow broadly the same rules, but there might be just some slight differences, obviously, to cover those people who are new employees or haven't been furloughed before. The minimum period of time that you can claim for is 7 days, so there's no minimum period of furlough as we had back at the beginning. And of course, you need to keep a record of any hours that are worked and their usual hours when you're doing your reporting and also obviously for any auditing in future. You can top up the wages if you want to, so you can top them up to 100% if you'd like to and you're able to for those staff who are furloughed. Now, there isn't any detail about what happens with regards to employees taking holiday or people on their notice and all of that sort of thing, but I imagine that there won't be any change to the previous rules. I can't say for sure, but it would just seem a bit daft to me to suddenly start messing around with all of the scheme and the things that everybody's got used to over the last 6 months or so. Crucially, employers should note that there will be no gap between the end of the last scheme and then the lockdown starting. So you don't need to worry about this period between the 1st of November and the 4th of November when we're going into lockdown. If you need to start furloughing people now, or you're seeing a drop off in people coming in, or you want to start planning ahead, then you can start using the scheme now. So you can start from the 1st of November. So what are the steps you need to take now? As an employer, you need to write to those staff who are going to be furloughed or flexibly furloughed to seek their agreement to a continued period of furlough. Of course, what you're doing is essentially giving them less hours or laying them off temporarily and paying them less than you normally would do, or which they're contractually entitled to. So you have to have their agreement again. Now, many of you will have written to your employees to tell them that the furlough scheme was ending on the 31st of October. And therefore, you'll need to write to them again to seek their agreement to a further period of furlough. Now, if you'd like a free template letter to make your life easier, then we have produced one which you can download on our website, which is realemploymentoradvice.co.uk/DIY-documents, and you'll find the letter there. Please feel free to download it and use it. Make sure that you get your employee's agreement and you keep a copy of that letter for your records and also for the auditing purposes should you need it for HMRC in the future. Now, we'll put the letter up on the 1st of November. And what I will say again is that this may change. So if you download the letter immediately and you start using it, there may be changes that are required to it as a result of anything that is released by the government in the next couple of days. So if you can hold on for a couple of days and just tell employees informally what's happening, then do so. Or if you want to issue the letter with a caveat to them and say, look, this is the letter, but I might need to update it in the next couple of days, depending on what the government say, then you can do. And we'll just keep that updated on the website. As I was saying there, you just need to make sure that you communicate your plans to staff as soon as possible. If your business is one of those that's in the sector which is required to close, then undoubtedly employees will be feeling anxious and worried about what's going to happen. They would have heard, I'm sure, that the furlough scheme is continuing because it's been widely publicised and it's on all the news. So just explain to them what you're going to be doing about their employment. And if you are staying open or you're going to be using some staff and flexibly furloughing, then you may need to decide who you're going to furlough and who you're going to remain at work. The same rules apply as before in terms of fairness and how you decide. And if you want any advice about that or you're unsure about how to apply it fairly, then do get in touch with us. I would be very happy to chat with you or one of my colleagues. You can email me. It's alison@realemploymentoradvice.co.uk. It's much better to get it right before you start than to try to unravel it later on. So just make sure you're not choosing people for discriminatory reasons. I recommend that you speak to your accountant, your bookkeeper or your payroll provider, whoever you use to help you in relation to pay, just to make sure that they're set up to help you again with the furlough claims, they know what you're going to be doing and they're able to help you. I also recommend, and again, it's a bit of a no-brainer, that you start to look out for what other support is available for your business. I understand that businesses who are forced to close will have access to grants that are available under Local Restrictions Support Grant, and that's from the .gov website. There's also support available from local authorities who are being given money to distribute, and that mortgage payment holidays will continue. They had been planned to end on the 31st of October, but they're going to continue, which should be helpful for those of you who have mortgages to pay. In relation to the job support scheme, that's been placed on hold and will remain on hold until the furlough scheme ends, and then that will kick in again, and hopefully we'll have more information and more guidance on that before the end of the lockdown period. Now, I do feel for anyone who has to close their business again as a result of this second lockdown. I know that many of you have taken a lot of time to make sure that your businesses are COVID secure and that you're operating in the best possible way for both your customers and your staff, and have invested a lot of time and money in many measures to do so. I'm sorry that this is happening to your business again. And if there is anything that myself or my colleagues can do to help you and support you through this time, whether it be employment related or otherwise, we do speak to a lot of businesses all the time. We can share confidentially best practice. We do have information sent to us about funding and grants and that sort of thing. So wherever we can, we'll try to help you or signpost you. So do get in touch. We would really like to help you through this time as much as we can. I know currently that the government have said that the furlough scheme and the lockdown will end in 4 weeks' time at the beginning of December. However, I'm not really that optimistic that lockdown will end in 4 weeks. And if it does end in the way we're currently expecting it to, I think we will have more stringent restrictions again after the lockdown ends. I don't think we'll go back to our medium tiers or whatever. I just think we're going to have stronger restrictions if we are released from lockdown. So what am I saying? My view currently is that I recommend that you prepare for a longer period of lockdown. If yours is one of those businesses that was the last to reopen last time, then I would certainly start to prepare for a longer lockdown period. If you budget and carry out your projections for a longer period, and we don't have to do it, then great, but at least you are prepared for the worst. And I know that many businesses have actually delayed their difficult redundancy decisions on the basis that the support would still be available. And of course, there is a fine balance between managing costs of staff and making sure that you have enough staff available for when things do reopen. So it is a careful balance, and I know that it's very difficult for you. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And if only we had a crystal ball to be able to see to the future, or at least some certainty to be given to us by politicians as to know that actually we do have a way of getting out of this and there is an exit strategy, and we have started to think about that. But unfortunately for us business owners, it doesn't seem that that's the case, and we may just be waiting for the next announcement, whenever that may come, as to what happens next. I certainly think that for the future of our economy, we need to know how we're going to get out of this situation, because many businesses cannot survive for the next 6 months with this uncertainty, the constant ups and downs of restrictions, no restrictions, what we can and what we can't do. And I don't think that there's going to be the support available for the full 6 months that many businesses need. So I am really feeling for you and with you. If there's anything I can do, then do let me know. I would urge you, if you're a member of a local business association, of your local Chamber of Commerce or Federation of Small Businesses, to keep up a dialogue with your local organisation, because they will be feeding in to the national picture. Certainly I know that the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce are feeding in views from their members to the politicians and nationally. So keep up that dialogue. If there's something that's particularly relevant to your business, your industry, then do feed that back, and hopefully we will get the support that we all need going forward, and hopefully an exit strategy to help us all out of this. To round things off, once again, if you have any questions, you want any information, or you'd just like to have a chat, then do please get in touch. My email is alison@realemploymentoradvice.co.uk. The head office number is 01983 897 003. We have loads of information on our website, and we will continue to update the templates and offer free template letters on our DIY shop, which is at realemploymentoradvice.co.uk/DIY-documents. I hope that despite everything, that you have a positive and productive week ahead, and I look forward to speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks again for listening. Just want to finalise by saying I wouldn't be a lawyer unless I had a legal disclaimer. So I must just say to you that the information in this podcast is for information only. It's a general review and a general update. It's always necessary to get specific legal advice about your circumstances. So please don't rely on anything that you've heard in this podcast. But please do feel free to contact me if you'd like further information or specific advice.